The following is an unrehearsed interview with United States Senator Chuck Grassley speaking to you from Washington, D.C. Participating in today's public affairs program are Darren Svensson of KDEC Radio in Decorah and Dale Wagner of the Sac Sun. The first question will come from KDEC's Darren.
Regarding the Supreme Court vacancy, Senator, we've heard your public stance and your party's public stance that came out yesterday. Why are you okay with having a Supreme Court vacancy for almost a year's time, which would be one of the longest in court history, along at least one of the longest in recent memory?
First of all, you've heard part of my explanation, and it's only part of it. But Democrats have had similar views in the past that if a nomination would come up under these circumstances, it ought to wait. So read my speech Monday on my website. Read my speech, two speeches, but one main one on this subject today that I gave. So it isn't just Republicans that feel this ought to wait till after the election. Democrats have made strong statements in regard to that as well. So we want the people to decide. It's pretty much that simple. Dale?
Okay. Senator, the FBI is still currently trying to get access into that encrypted iPhone from one of the San Bernardino shooters. What's your take on this? What's going to end up happening?
Well, I don't know what's going to end up happening because I think the courts are going to make that decision, and probably the courts are the right one to make the decision because they're supposed to act according to what the law is and what the Constitution says and leave politics out of it. Whereas when you involve the president, you involve the Congress, there is the Constitution involved, but you also get political interpretations of those things as opposed to just legal interpretations. So the courts can find the balance between national security and Fourth Amendment protection of privacy. And that's not a very good answer to your question, but that's what you have to find. You got two interests. You got the number one interest of the United States under the Constitution is the protection of Americans. And certain information might keep Americans from being killed. And there might be some information on this phone along that line. And I'm sure the FBI must think so, or they wouldn't be pushing so hard. And then you got the other Fourth Amendment constitutional to make sure people are protecting their privacy. And you've got to have a balance. And I don't know how that's going to come out. Darren, before you ask me your other question, I probably should have said, instead of let the people decide, I better be saying let the people have a voice. But in a sense, whoever they elect for president, and one of the things that I hope to accomplish in this whole approach that we're using is to have things that aren't very often talked about in presidential elections, and particularly times when you have two or three or four national debates. It would really be nice if we would have a discussion of not only who ought to fill Scalia's seat, but also a discussion about the role of the Supreme Court in our constitutional setup. And the reason I think that that's so important is you don't know how many times I hear in my town meetings about people discuss with the Supreme Court making law instead of interpreting law. And you hear things like you ought to impeach those justices and things like that. And there has been a turn towards the court being more making law than interpreting law. So to have this debate on our Constitution and the judiciary, I think would be a very, very useful thing. Now, Darren, for your next question.
And related to the Supreme Court vacancy, once again, as we talk here on Thursday afternoon, what's the latest about you possibly meeting with President Obama to discuss this issue?
As of right now, it's 11:30 next Tuesday Eastern Time. And I finally want a point I was trying to make over a period of time. Although I was very sincere, I can talk to the president anytime. Just pick up the phone and talk to me. But I said to White House counsel, or else I said it to former Chairman Leahy, who talked to me about going to the White House with him. I said, what's so different about this one? Just you and I going down there to talk to the president when we had Sotomayor and Kagan up? The two Democrat and Republican leaders of the Senate went down with the chairman and ranking member of the House, or I mean a ranking member of the Senate Judiciary Committee. So then they invited McConnell and they invited Reid. So that's the way it is. So that's why I feel comfortable going and feel like I got the White House to accomplish everything they should, or I mean include everybody who should be included based upon what the two presidents I told you. And maybe you can go back to a lot of other justices, a lot of other presidents where the same thing has happened. Dale?
Senator, could you comment on the DuPont-Dow merger and your concerns in regards to the antitrust aspect of that, and even as a farmer yourself?
Yeah. Before I answer the question about antitrust, I talked to the president of the two companies, and I told him that we're the number one agriculture state. We got this 90-year history of pioneer in Iowa and all of the ingenious things that have come through biotech and all that stuff, that if they want to be number one, which they claim they want to be, then they ought to locate the headquarters in Iowa. Now, we didn't get that, but it seems to me like we're going to maintain our strength and even enhance it as far as employment at Pioneer. And it's kind of like they split the baby. You know, the DuPont's been in Wilmington since 1802 or 6, and so they're still there. And then there's a big part of it in Indiana and then in Iowa. So that's kind of what they did, is split the baby. I wish I could tell you I've sent this letter. I think I have, but I send a lot of letters. But we're going to send a letter to the Justice Department that tells, well, this is something I traditionally do, so it's not just about DuPont. So anyway, send a letter letting them know that I'm going to be watching them. I expect the antitrust laws to be enforced. Secondly, what I've heard, you asked me because I'm a farmer, so I'm going to be listening to farmers and see what they're saying. It came up once in my town meetings last week, so I think it'll probably grow in interest. My own personal view is it isn't applied just to DuPont-Dow merger. It applies to most mergers. My philosophy is the less competition you have, the higher the prices are going to be. And so if I hear enough from Iowa farmers a concern about this being anti-competitive, we may have a hearing on the Judiciary Committee, but I haven't made that decision yet. Back to Darren.
Back to the Supreme Court situation. You've made clear your stance on the issue. Again, this is a fluid situation, and I respect that, but do you see any possible circumstances coming up that your position on that issue could change?
No, and I think you're asking me because I'm chairman of the committee. You're asking me legitimately because I'm your senator. But I think what you want to remember is for 10 days, this was just a Chuck Grassley thing. But I've been able to sell my point of view to other members of the Judiciary Committee. So we have all them on board. And then eventually, by my talking with our leader and the caucus, I think I've heard that all but two members of the 54 Republicans. And so you got to remember something very basic. It's about the principle. It's not about the person.
Iran's holding their elections tomorrow. How do you think those elections are going to impact the United States in that region?
Well, this is a cynical answer to your question, but I think it's a legitimate one, knowing how I don't think they're going to make much difference, in other words, but let me explain why. They elect a new parliament. They have a president. Sounds just like the way we do stuff in this country. But don't forget, the Revolutionary Guard, or whatever it's called, is very powerful because they control so much of the economy. They control the industry. They get their military funding from the profits of those industries. And then you've got a group of clerics, I think a couple groups of clerics, one less important, then one more important, and eventually the Ayatollah makes the final decision, and the government doesn't do anything the Ayatollah doesn't let them do. So it's a cynical answer, but I think it's a lawful answer. I mean, how their legal system works. So I'm giving you my impression of their legal system, so I don't think it's going to make much difference. Thank you, Darren and Dale, for participating in today's public affairs program. This has been Senator Chuck Grassley reporting to the people of Iowa.